Galaxies of Love by Norbert Riemann. Chapter 1, The Signal. Lucas has always been fascinated by the stars. Even as a little boy he kept a telescope in his room and spent his nights using it to explore heaven. He dreamed of becoming an astronomer and to unravel mysteries of the universe. He wanted to know if it was out there there were other beings who, like him, looked up and wondered if they were alone. He had reached his goal. He worked as an astronomer in an observatory in the Alps, equipped with one of the most powerful telescopes in the world. He had access to the latest data and technology available to him, allowed to go deeper into space than ever before. He was part of one international team searching for signs of extraterrestrial life. He was happy and content with his job. But one night should change everything. It was a clear and still night, ideal for the observation. Lucas sat in front of his computer and monitored the signals received by the telescope. He had developed a routine for the identify and classify different types of signals. The most were of natural origin, such as radio waves from stars or pulsars. Some were artificial in origin, such as satellites or space probes. And some were just noise or interference. But then he saw something he had never seen before. A signal that differs from all other difference. It was strong and regular, but not periodic. It had a complex structure and pattern that he couldn't decipher. It came from a distant planet in another solar system. It was a signal that had only one possible explanation. It was a signal from an intelligent civilization. Luke couldn't believe his eyes. He checked his instruments and his software to make sure it wasn't a bug. He compared that signal with all known signals in its database to ensure that it wasn't a false alarm. He called his colleagues to tell them about his report discovery. He made notes and records of everything he saw and heard. He was excited and nervous at the same time. He knew that he was making history. He also knew that he faced a great challenge. He had to find out more about the signal. Where did it come from exactly? What did it mean? Was it a message or a warning? How should he react? Should he even react to it? What would that mean for humanity? What would that mean for him? He had many questions and no answers. But he was determined to find. He was determined to solve the mystery of the signal. He was determined to make contact with another world. Little did he know that in doing so he set off a chain of events that would be his, would change lives and the destiny of the entire galaxy forever. Chapter 2, Zara was fascinated by the Earth. She had already explored many planets, but none was as diverse and lively as this one. She wanted more about them. People who lived here know their culture, their history, their feelings. She had developed a special technology that allowed her to camouflage human and visit Earth. She called it the Morpho Suit. He adapted to her DNA and changed her appearance and her voice. She could even speak the language of the people by using a small chip in her ear. She had chosen a place that seemed particularly interesting to her, the observatory. There she learned more about human astronomy and maybe even get a glimpse of their home galaxy. She landed their small spacecraft near the observatory and activated the Morpho Suit. She turned into a young woman with blonde hair and blue eyes. She was wearing a denim jacket, white t-shirt and sunglasses. She looked like a tourist. She went to the entrance of the observatory and bought a ticket. She followed a group of visitors accompanied by a guide. He explained to them the various telescopes and instruments used here became. Zara listened carefully and asked a few questions. She was impressed by people's knowledge of the universe. She asked whether they would ever make contact with other intelligent beings. she noticed a man who had separated himself from the group. He was tall and slim, with dark hair and green eyes. He wore glasses and a white coat. He appeared to be an observatory employee. He worked on a computer and occasionally looked through a telescope. Zara felt a strange attraction to him. She wanted to get to know him. She cautiously approached him and smiled at him. "Excuse me, may I ask you something?" she said. He turned to her and looked at her in surprise. "Yes, of course. How can I help you?" he replied. Zara briefly considered what to say. "I am very interested in astronomy. I wanted to know what you are doing here, do it," she said. He smiled back. "I'm one of the astronomers here. I'm just observing the Alpha Centauri galaxy," he said. Zara felt a chill run down her spine. "The Alpha Centauri galaxy," she repeated. "Yes, that's the closest galaxy to ours. It's about 4 light-years removed," he explained. "This is fascinating," said Zara. "May I ask your name?" he asked. "Zara," she said. "I'm Luke," he said. "Nice to meet you," Zara said. "Me too," Luke said. They looked into each other's eyes and felt a connection between them. Zara didn't know what to do. She had come here to Earth to explore, not to fall in love. But she couldn't deny that she felt something for Lucas. And he seemed interested in her too. She wondered if she should tell him the truth. Whether he accept them would if he knew she was an alien. Chapter 3, Lucas and Zara immediately feel a strong attraction to each other. She chat for over 1 hour and find out that they are both have a passion for the stars. They make an appointment for the next day. Lucas could hardly believe it when he saw Zara in the cafe. She was the most beautiful woman in the village. Her long blonde hair fell in soft waves over her shoulders, her blue eyes shone like two diamonds, and her smile was like sunshine. Lucas was only the son of the blacksmith and astronomer, felt unworthy of her attention. But when he walked past her table to get his coffee, she looked up and smiled at him. He felt his heart beat faster and his cheeks turned red. He paused and returned her smile. "Hello," he said shy. "Hello," she said kindly. "I'm Zara." "I know," he said. "I'm Luke." He put his coffee on the counter and sat down to her. "May I?" asked he. "Of course," she said. "I'm glad you to see again." They started a conversation about the weather, the village and their families. Luke was surprised at how much they had in common. They were both in the same year born and loved nature. But what intrigued him most was her enthusiasm for the stars. She told him that she was through her every night telescope looked and dreamed of distant galaxies. She wanted an astronomer and explore the mysteries of the universe. Lucas felt a deep bond with her. He shared her passion for the stars and also had a telescope in his room. He wanted her away tell, but he didn't dare. He was afraid that she would take him for a weirdo would hold. He had tried many times with his friends about the stars to talk, but they just laughed at him or ignored him. "You interested only suitable for football, girls and parties." But Zara was different. She listened to him carefully and asked him questions. She seemed to understand his thoughts and share his feelings. She laughed about it his jokes and touched his hand. He felt like he was in heaven. He didn't know how long they sat in the cafe, but it hit him like one eternity ahead. He didn't want to leave, but he also knew he wouldn't last forever could stay. He had to get back to work. "I'm sorry," he finally said. "I have to go." "Already?" she asked, disappointed. "Yes," he said regretfully. but I would like to see you again.
Me too, she said brightly.
When do you have time?
Tomorrow evening, struck he before.
Yes, she said enthusiastically.
Where do we meet?
How about that hill behind the church? He asked hopefully.
You can see the stars there, see best.
That sounds perfect, she agreed.
They got up and walked to the cafe door.
Lucas took her hand and squeezed her gently.
Zara snuggled up to him and rested her head on his shoulder.
They looked into each other's eyes and smiled happily.
They said goodbye and went in different directions.
The next day, Lucas had been looking forward to this moment all day.
Luke was fascinated by Zara's intelligence, humor and beauty.
She had him a photo sent by herself, on which she with her long blonde hair, her green eyes and her bright smile looked like a princess out of a other galaxy.
Lucas was nervous and excited at the same time.
He had made himself extra chic and launched a new perfume.
He hoped Zara liked him as much as he did she.
He arrived a little earlier and impatiently awaited Zara's appearance.
He looked at his phone and saw that she had texted him, "I'll be right there, my star prince."
He smiled and felt his heart beat faster.
Then he saw her.
She came around the corner and ran towards him.
She wore a blue one dress that accentuated her figure and a silver chain with a pendant in its shape of a star.
She was even more beautiful than in the photo.
Lucas could do his "don't take your eyes off her."
They hugged tenderly.
Luke smelled her sweet scent and felt her soft hands on his.
He closed his eyes and forgot everything around him hereabouts.
He only felt Zara's closeness and her warmth.
They broke apart and looked deep into each other's eyes.
Luke said, You are beautiful, Zara.
I'm so happy to see you.
Zara replied, Me too, Lucas.
I missed you so much.
You are my dream man.
They held hands and walked together into the park behind the church.
They sat on a bench under a tree and talked about everything possible.
They laughed a lot.
They felt like they were in another world, in one galaxy of love.
Chapter 4, the next day you will meet again for a private tour of the observatory.
Lucas guided Zara through the observatory, which he ran as an astronomer.
He showed her the various telescopes and instruments with which he saw the stars and explored galaxies.
He explained to her how he analyzed the data and what questions were on his mind.
Zara listened to him in fascination.
She felt his passion about science and the universe.
She admired his intelligence and his ambition.
Zara told him about her own passion, travel.
She had many got to know countries and cultures, climbed mountains and seas traversed.
She loved experiencing the beauty and diversity of nature.
She shared with him her memories and photos of her adventures.
Luke was impressed by her openness and courage.
He sensed her zest for life and her curiosity.
They sat down on a bench in the observatory garden.
They looked at each other in the eyes and smiled.
They felt a strong attraction between them.
Lucas took Zara's hand and gently stroked her fingers.
Zara laid her head on his shoulder and sighed happily.
Lucas kissed her tenderly forehead and whispered in her ear, "You are wonderful."
Zara raised her face to him and returned his kiss with devotion.
They forgot everything around them and let their feelings guide them.
Chapter 5. Zara could hardly believe it.
She was here, with Lucas, in his observatory.
She had gotten to know him better tonight.
He was like that charming and intelligent that she was attracted to him.
After they exit the observatory, she drove his car for half an hour until she passed a remote place arrived.
He had explained to her that he was here on his own, had an observatory where he could watch the stars undisturbed.
He had her door opened and led them inside. She was impressed by the big one telescope standing in the middle of the room. He told her he did it himself, has built. He took her hand and led her to a couch that was next to one window stood. From here they had a breathtaking view of the starry sky. He had poured her a glass of wine and toasted her. She talked about their passions, their dreams, their past. They had so much in common that they felt like soulmates. He kissed her gently and she kissed him back. He had her in his arms, taken and hugged her. She felt his heart beating and his warmth. He whispers in her ear, "I want you, I want you." She had him said that she wants him too, that she is his. He placed them on the table that held the telescope. He unbuttoned her dress and took it off her. He undid her bra and kissed her breasts. He took off her panties down and spread her thighs. Zara could hardly believe her luck. He caresses her thighs with his tongue and lets his lips and tongue wander higher and higher. His tongue gently massages her vagina and clit, and Zara squirms in pleasure. Zara nestles against Luca's chest and hears his heartbeat. He strokes her gently over her hair and kissed her on the forehead. "I love you, Zara," whispered he. "I love you too, Lucas," she replies. "I never want you again, Luz." "You won't," he promised. "We belong together. As the stars in the sky." He took her hand and showed her a bright one constellation. "See that? This is the galaxy of love. That's where we'll be always be." Zara smiled and squeezed his hand. She felt like a wave of warmth and happiness flowed through her. She had found her home. With Luke. In the galaxy of love. Chapter 6, Lucas and Zara enjoy their time together and get to know each other better. They go on excursions into the mountains, go for walks by the lake and visit museums in the city. They have a lot of fun together and laugh a lot. They are the perfect couple. Lucas could hardly believe his luck. He had fallen in love with Zara, the most beautiful and smartest woman he had ever met. She was so different from everyone other, so interesting and mysterious. She got him from her job as an astrophysicist, talks about her fascination with stars and galaxies. He admired her for her ambition and passion. Zara felt safe and understood with Lucas. He was so attentive and loving, so humorous and charming. He told her about his life, of his exciting journeys and adventures. She appreciated him for his courage and his curiosity. They had so much in common, but also enough differences to stand out, to complement each other. They shared their dreams and hopes, their fears and worries. They confided in each other and opened their hearts. They enjoyed every minute of their time together. They drove to the mountains, where they admired the fresh air and the breathtaking view. She hiked through the forests, climbed the peaks and had a picnic on a green meadow. They felt the sun on their skin, the wind in their hair and the butterflies in their bellies. They went for a walk by the lake where they saw the glittering water and the birds heard chirping. They rowed a boat across the lake, swam in it cool wet and kissed on the shore. They felt the waves at their feet, the sand between their toes and the love in their hearts. They visited museums in the city, where they admired works of art and learned history. They strolled through the streets, strolled through the shops and ate in cozy cafes. They saw the people in them scurrying past, traffic rushing past them and time rushing past them fly by. They had a lot of fun together and laughed a lot. They were joking, teasing each other and fooling around. They joked about everything from politics to pop culture, from science to sports. They listened to each other, understood each other and respected each other. They were the perfect couple. Chapter 7, Zara sat in her room staring at the screen. She couldn't believe. She had just received a message from her home planet. Her mission was over and she had to return. She only had one left week time to say goodbye to Lucas. She felt like she was in a nightmare. How could that happen? She had herself so well integrated into the Earth. She had made friends here, a job that she enjoyed, and especially Lucas. Luke, who made her feel something to be special. Lucas, who had shown her love. She loved him more than anything and didn't want to leave him. She wanted with him stay forever. But she had no choice. She was an agent of hers planet and had to do their duty. She had sworn an oath when she signed up for this mission. She wanted to explore the Earth and understand how people lived. She wanted a bridge between them, build both worlds. But she hadn't expected to fall in love with anyone. She hadn't expected her heart to get so heavy. She knew not as she should tell Lucas. How would he react? Would he her believe? Would he forgive her? Would he forget her? She felt tears in her eyes. She brushed them away and stood up. She had to be strong. She had to tell him the truth. She had to tell him that she loved him and that she would never forget him. She had to tell him that she had to go. She took her coat and went to the door. She took a deep breath and opened them. Lucas stood in front of her and smiled. He was holding a bouquet of flowers. "Hey honey," he said. "I brought you something." He gave her a kiss on the cheek and gave her the flowers. "You are beautiful," Zara said, trying to smile. "You're beautiful," Lucas said, looking into her eyes. He took her hand and pulled her to him. "Come on, let's go inside," he said. "I have a surprise for you." Zara felt a pang in her heart. What a surprise. What would he say if he knew she was hiding something from him? What would he say if he knew that she would leave him soon? She followed him into the living room and sat on the sofa. "Luke," she began. "No, wait," he interrupted her. "I have to tell you something." He knelt down in front of her and took a small box out of his pocket. "Zara," he said seriously. "I love you more than anything in this world. You are my life, my happiness, my dream. You are the woman I grow old with want to become." He opened the box and showed her a ring. "Zara," he said in a trembling voice. "Will you marry me?" Chapter 8, The Truth. Zara looked Lucas in the eye and felt her heart beat faster. She had loved him so much since she met him on Earth a year ago. He had been her anchor in this strange world, her light in the darkness. He had shown her what it means to be human. And now she had to him say everything. "Lucas," she began hesitantly. "I have something very important to tell you. Something you may not understand or accept. But please you to listen to me and believe me." Lucas felt a knot forming in his stomach. He just had Zara had proposed marriage and she hadn't accepted. Instead she had asked him to talk to her. He was afraid of what she said to him would say. Did she have another? Was she ill? Was she pregnant? "What is it, Zara?" he asked in a hoarse voice. "You can tell me everything. I love you." Zara swallowed hard and plucked up courage. "Luke, I'm not human," she said softly. Lucas stared at her as if she had told him a bad joke. He laughed nervous and shook his head. "What are you talking about, Zara? Of course you're a person. You are the most beautiful and sweetest woman I have ever known." Zara also shook his head and took his hand. "No, Luke. I am an alien. I come from another planet. I came here to explore and learn about the Earth. but I fell in love with you and now I have to go soon." Lucas felt the blood drain from his face. He drew his hand back and jumped up. "That's not true," he stammered. "This is not possible. You lie." Zara got up as well and looked at him pleadingly. "No, Luke. I'm not lying. I can prove it to you, please give me a chance." Lucas just shook his head and backed up to the door. He felt betrayed and hurt. He couldn't believe that Zara would do something like that to him. Would he had trusted her and opened his heart. And now she told him that she was an alien. That was too much. "No," he said in a broken voice. "No, Zara. You can't do that to me. Do to you can't do that to us. I never want to see you again." He ran out the door, leaving Zara alone. Zara burst into tears and collapsed on the floor. She didn't know what to do. Should she had hoped that Lucas would forgive and understand her. She had hoped that their love was stronger than anything else. But she was wrong. Chapter 9. 3 days later, Zara looked at Lucas with pleading eyes. She finally found him after looking for him for days. She knew he didn't trust her, that he broke her heart when he found out she was giving him the concealed the truth about her origins. But she couldn't help it. She was a princess from a distant planet who was at war with the Earth, was involved. She had been sent as a spy to find human weaknesses. But then she had herself in Luke, fell in love with a brave and kind-hearted person who showed her that not all people were evil. She wanted to tell him everything, but she was afraid that he would betray or abandon her. She didn't want to lose him. "Lucas, please listen to me," she begged. "I still love you. I got you," said nothing, "because I was afraid. Fear of the war, of my father, of your reaction. But I regret it so much. I should have trusted you. You're the only man I've ever loved." Luke shook his head. He couldn't meet her eyes. He felt deceived and hurt themselves. He had trusted her with his life and she had trusted him, told a lie. He no longer knew who she was. Was she even that Zara he knew? Or was she just some unscrupulous agent with his feelings played? "Zara, how can you say that? How can you love me when you lied to? How can I believe you when you tell me something so important kept secret?" Zara sobbed. She knew he was right. She had made mistakes. But she wanted to make amends. She wanted to show him that she was more than a princess or a spy. She was a woman who loved him. "Lucas, please forgive me," she begged. "Please give us a second chance. I will don't lose you. I want to be with you. Come with me and see. Look at my planet. Look how we live. Maybe you can understand why I acted the way I did. Maybe we can find a way to bring peace." Luke hesitated. He still felt something for Zara. He couldn't deny that he missed her. He wanted to believe her. He wanted to give her a chance. But he was also afraid. Fear of the unknown. Fear of betrayal. Afraid of the pain. "Zara," he said quietly. She took his hand and squeezed it gently. "Lucas, please," she repeated. He looked into her eyes and saw the love and hope in them. He sighed. "Okay," he finally said. Chapter 10. 3 hours later, Lucas stood in front of the hidden hangar and stared at the Silver One spaceship that belonged to Zara. He couldn't believe what she just told him said. She was a spy for the Centauri against a secret covenant fought on Earth. She had lied and cheated on him. And yet, he still loved her. He could feel his heart aching as he thought back to their moments together. Her passionate kisses, her gentle touches, her deep ones conversations. They had so much in common. They shared the dream of one better world where all beings could be free and happy. They had each other lost in the galaxies of love. He heard her voice behind him. "Lucas, please. Listen to me. I know you are angry, but you gotta believe me, I really love you. I have you never used. I just wanted to protect you." He turned and looked into her blue eyes, which looked at him pleadingly. He also saw the fear in them. The fear of losing him. The fear to be captured. The fear of dying. She stretched out her hand and said, "Lucas, come with me. We can here not stay. The Secret League is on our trail. We must flee. We can be together, we can fight for our cause. We can the saving galaxies of love." He hesitated a moment. He could feel the anger seething inside him. He wanted her to make a speech, he wanted to punish her. He wanted to hate her. But he also felt love blazing inside him. He wanted to understand her. He wanted to forgive her. He wanted to hold her. He made a decision. He took her hand and said, "Zara, I love you too. I trust you. I follow me." She smiled and squeezed his hand tightly. They hugged and kissed passionate. Then they boarded their spaceship. They started the engine and flew into space. They flew together into the galaxies of love. Chapter 11, The Escape. Zara and Lucas had made it. They had boarded the spaceship that to take her to the galaxies of love. They were separated from their families and friends who had no idea of their true destiny. She were willing to leave everything behind to start a new life in another world to begin. A world in which they could live out their love freely, without fear of persecution and hate. But as they left Earth, a squadron of 35 suddenly appeared, jet fighters in the sky, which immediately opened fire. "They got us found," said Zara, horrified. "How is that possible? We were like that careful." Lucas pulled her into his arms and hugged her. "We have to," he said. "Quick, to the control panel." They ran through the spaceship that was hit by the missiles. She felt the tremors and heard the explosions. You saw the windows shattered and the walls crumbled. They smelled the smoke and that burnt metal. They reached the control panel and saw the instruments failed. "The spaceship is badly damaged," Zara said. "We must make an emergency landing." She grabbed the joystick and tried to steer the spaceship stabilis. She looked at the screen and searched for a suitable place for the landing. She discovered a forest near a small town. She steered the spaceship in that direction, hoping they would make it. He felt Zara's hand in his and squeezed it tight. "I love you," he said. "I love you too," she said. They closed their eyes and prayed to the stars they never reach would. The spaceship crashed. It hit the ground with great force. Zara felt her heart race as she emerged from the wreckage of the spaceship climbed. She was lucky that she only had a few scratches and suffered bruises. Lucas was already outside and waved at her. He looked pale and exhausted, but he smiled. "Come on, we have to get out of here," he said and took her hand. "The secret society will be here soon." She nodded and followed him through the dense undergrowth. They didn't know where they were. They ran as fast as they could until they reached a small river. She jumped in and let themselves be carried away by the current. They hoped that the water would cover their tracks. They clung to each other and dove under when they heard a loud bang. It was an airplane secret bond that flew over them. Zara trembled with fear and squeezed himself to Luke. He kissed her gently on the forehead and whispered, "We can do this. We are together. We are strong." They kept swimming until they saw a waterfall. They had no other choice than to let go. They cried out in terror and held each other clutched. They felt a violent shock as they hit the water pitched. They came up and looked around. They were in a small landed in a lagoon surrounded by rocks. They saw no sign of persecution. They climbed to the shore and fell exhausted on the sand. They looked into each other's eyes and smiled. "They made it. You were free." They kissed passionately and felt their powers increase mixed. They felt like one with the universe. They did not know what the future would bring, but they knew they would be together would. They were the galaxies of love. The secret society searched the entire site with helicopters and sniffer dogs, but could not find the two in the dense jungle. Chapter 12: Who is the secret society and why war? Flashback: 20,000 years ago, the sun was slowly setting over the planet's horizon as the starship crew climbed out of their vehicle. They had this all day explored an abandoned structure that she discovered on her journey of exploration had. It was a huge complex of metal and stone, spanning several kilometers. The crew was fascinated by the writing and symbols they found on the walls. They couldn't decipher them, but they felt that they were hiding an important message. In one of the rooms they found a large number of crystal stones that were arranged on a kind of shelf. They glowed in different colors and seemed to radiate some kind of energy. The crew took some of them and brought her to her spaceship. There they analyzed the crystals with their onboard computer. They were amazed to find out that the crystals are a kind of disk were containing the entire source code of the universe had saved. The DNA of millions of living beings. Millions of plants and materials. But also the knowledge of the curvature of space that it made it possible to go from any known point in the universe to any other travel. As well as weapons that could even destroy entire planets. The crew was aware that they had made an incredible discovery had. They wondered who was the unknown race that built this structure had left. Why had they collected this information and saved? What had happened to them? And what should you do with this one begin knowledge? Should they keep it to themselves or with their home world split? Should they use it or destroy it? The crew faced a serious decision affecting the fate of their civilization and perhaps of the whole could affect the universe. They took the crystals back to their home world and shared the knowledge with all. This resulted in great prosperity for everyone, diseases and hunger, all other problems were solved. Mankind never grew old and all were immortals. The space just kept getting smaller. Because no one else has died. That's how it became 500 million people on the planet, over 50 trillion people within a short period of time. Which led to the war. In the end, the planet would be destroyed by a super weapon and survived only about 100 people on 5 spaceships who decided in 5 to settle down in different galaxies and dare a new beginning. Because the supercomputer with the crystals on the planets was at the destruction, no one could fall back on the knowledge. There were only fractions of knowledge remain in human DNA. But in the last 20,000 years, none of the 5 factions made it to find suitable fractions in order to retrieve the source code in the DNA decrypt. So they were all normal mortal beings again. Those looking for the key with violence and wars in all 5 worlds. Chapter 13: Hide in the jungle. They didn't know how long they had been on the road, but they felt it pursuers behind. They didn't have time to look around or talk. She just had to keep walking and hope they found a safe place somewhere would find. They held hands and felt the warmth of their bodies. She looked into each other's eyes and saw the love in them. they found a small clearing in the jungle lined by a waterfall was. They decided to take a break there and hide. She put down their backpacks and drank some water from a bottle. Then they undressed and jumped into the cool lake under the waterfall. They swam towards each other and hugged. They kissed passionate and for a moment forgot everything around them. She only felt the water on their skin, the blood in their veins, their hearts in her chest. They made love in the water like there was no tomorrow. They made love in the jungle like there was no yesterday. They made love in the galaxy like there was no end. The next day they reached a small cave hidden by a waterfall. She slipped in and breathed a sigh of relief. They were safe for now. They looked at the wounds they sustained while fleeing. Zara had a deep cut on her arm that was bleeding. Luke had one got shot in the shoulder. He pulled out the projectile and bandaged the wound with a piece of cloth. Zara did the same with her arm. They had only a few provisions with them, some water, bread and fruit. They sat down next to each other on the floor of the cave and looked into the eyes. They felt the closeness and the warmth of the other. They did not know how long they could stay here or what awaited them. But they knew that they loved each other and that they belonged together. Zara, Luke whispered. I love you so much. You're the best thing I've ever had has happened. Lucas, Zara replied. I love you too. You are my light in the darkness. They talked about their past, about their families, their friends, their dreams. They told each other about their flight, about the dangers they faced had met, from the hopes they had. They told each other about their love, their feelings, their desires, their fears. They came closer and gently touched. They stroked their hair, the cheeks, the lips. They hugged tightly and felt the heart of the hit others. They kissed passionately and forgot everything around them hereabouts. They surrendered completely to the moment and became one. Chapter 14. The ruin. Zara opened her eyes and felt a film of sweat on her forehead. She had had that dream again that had been haunting her for a few nights. She saw herself in a dense jungle surrounded by huge trees and brightly colored flower. In front of her rose an ancient ruin of gray stone that looked like an alien temple. She had the feeling that something important awaited her there. A voice in her head whispered, "Come to me, Zara. I'll give you the show truth about your origins. You are not from Centauri. You are something special." Zara didn't know what that voice meant, but she felt a strong one attraction to the temple. She wanted to know who she was and where she was from came. She had always felt that she was different from the others Centaurian. She was shorter and more delicate than her, with lighter skin and hair and green eyes instead of blue. She also had a special gift. You could communicate with animals and sense their feelings. She glanced at Lucas, who was lying next to her. He was still asleep and firmly. He was her friend and the only person she trusted. He had himself immediately in love with Zara and she with him too. He was tall and strong, had dark hair and brown eyes and a warm smile. Zara loved him dearly, but she had never told him about her dream. She was afraid he would think she was crazy or that he would leave her would if he knew she wasn't from Centauri. But she could do this, don't keep the secret any longer. She had to tell him the truth and ask him to go to the temple with her. She gently shook his shoulder and whispered, "Lucas, wake up. I have to tell you something." He opened his eyes and looked at her worried. "What's up, Zara? Is something happens?" She took his hand and squeezed it tight. "No, nothing bad. But me have something important to tell. It's about my dream."
"Your dream? What dream?"
"The dream of the temple in the jungle. Lucas sat up and frowned. What temple in the jungle? Zara took a deep breath and told him everything she had dreamed. She described him the ruin, the voice and the sense of curiosity and destiny. Lucas listened to her attentively and nodded now and then. He didn't interrupt her once. When she was done, he looked at her seriously and said, Zara, this is not ordinary dream. It's a vision.
A vision.
What do you mean by that? I mean that your dream wants to show you something. Something important about yourself.
What then?
I don't know exactly. But I believe that this temple could be here and its destiny and not a coincidence. Because I got one a few months ago message received from the Alpha Centauri galaxy in the observatory. There was talk of an ancient temple with artifacts. Chapter 15 The next day they make their way to the temple. Zara and Lucas had hardly slept. They were too excited to rest. They knew the temple was key to their mission. They had to find out what the ancient Centauri left there. Maybe there was a way to end the war between their worlds. They packed their things and left the camp. They only had the bare essentials included: water, food, a map and a communication device. They wanted that travel light as possible. The temple was deep in the jungle. It would or will be a long and dangerous road. They followed a narrow path that winds through the lush vegetation meandered. They heard the birds singing and the river rushing. They also saw the eyes of the predators watching them from the thickets. They knew they could be attacked at any time. They proceeded cautiously. They paid attention to every movement and everything noise. They jumped over roots and stones. They ducked under branches and lianas. They avoided sharp thorns and poisonous plants. You avoided also the traps that were hidden everywhere. They were simple mechanisms triggered with ropes, nets or spears. But they were deadly. They wondered who built these traps. Was it the Centauri? People on this planet. You had traces of one last night found a campfire. It was still warm. Someone was them anticipated. They hoped they weren't enemies. You've had enough trouble with them animals and the traps. They didn't want to fight with other people take risk. They just wanted to get to the temple and complete their mission. They kept walking until they reached a clearing. There they saw him, the temple. He was tall and majestic. It was built of white stone and decorated with golden symbols. It had a high dome and four towers corners. It looked like a palace from another time. Zara and Lucas stopped and marveled. They felt a strange energy emanating from the building. It was as if it were alive. Wow, Luke said. Yes, said Zara. They looked at each other and smiled. They made it. You were there. They went towards the temple. Chapter 16 They reached the temple and were struck by its beauty and his secret. It was built of a gleaming metal that reflects the light reflected by the sun. It had a round shape with many towers and windows. It looked like a cross between a fortress and an observatory. You enter it carefully and find a large hall with an altar in the middle. On the altar are several data crystals that like stars shine. Zara feels a strong connection with them and takes one in the hand. She feels a shiver run through her body and hears one voice in her head. Welcome, Zara. You are the chosen one. You are the last hope for Centauri. When he touches it, a wormhole opens, taking him to Centauri. There he meets Zara, who explains to him that the crystal was given to her by her father was left. The crystal activates and shows Zara a holographic message. It is her father who explains to her that he is an ancient and that he had to leave her to protect her. He also tells her that he has entrusted her with an important mission, the rescue of his home galaxy from the evil secret society that wants to destroy them. Zara and Luke decide to band together and heed the call of the crystal. She embark on a dangerous journey through space, on which they will make many friends and will meet enemies. They must join forces and thus sharing secrets to the fate of the people of Centauri, Earth and the whole galaxy to decide. Chapter 17. Zara stared at her father with wide eyes. He just had her tells that he is an agent of the Galactic Council, which they before a conspiracy should protect. He had kidnapped her from Earth as a baby and raised on Centauri without ever telling her the truth. He had her one given a false identity and pretended that she was a normal person girl was. How could he do that? How could he do such a thing to her? Zara felt like trapped in a nightmare. She wanted to scream, cry, run away. She wanted to forget everything and go back to their old lives. But that was impossible. Her old life was a lie. She felt a hand on her shoulder. It was Lucas, her friend and soulmate. He had heard everything and was just as shocked as she. He was the only person she trusted and who loved her. He was him only reason she hadn't collapsed yet. Zara, I'm so sorry, he whispered in her ear. I'm here for you. I will never leave you. He pulled her into his arms and held her tight. Zara leaned against his chest and felt his heartbeat. He calmed her a little and gave her strength. She knew he was telling the truth. He had always been honest with her. He had also told her that he had fallen in love with her and that he was with her wanted to be together. She loved him too. She loved him more than anything. He was her light in the darkness. He was her hope in despair. He was their galaxy that love. Zara and Lucas stood in front of the large crystal shelf that covered the entire wall of the room covered. They were fascinated by the sparkling stones, all of them contained a story. Zara touched one of the crystals with one finger and felt a gentle vibration. She put it to her ear and heard a voice. This is the story of the galaxy Andromeda, one of the oldest and most beautiful galaxies in the universe. It consists of more than a trillion stars and myriad planets, each with their own culture and history have. Many different species live here in peace and harmony coexist with each other. Some of them are humanoid, others are animal or vegetable. They all have something in common, they respect life and nature. Zara was impressed by what she heard. She gave the crystal to Lucas further, who also held it to his ear. He was surprised that he could understand language. He wondered how that was possible. The crystals are equipped with a universal translator, explained Zara. They can recognize and adapt to any language. My father has them like that programmed so that he could share his experiences with everyone. Your father was a great explorer, Lucas said admiringly. He has so traveled many galaxies and seen so much. Yes, he was an adventurer, agreed Zara. He loved exploring new worlds, explore and make new friends. He was also a good person. He helped always to those in need. He was a hero. They looked at the other crystals and learned more about the galaxies, made up of many different planets and species. You saw two images of her father as a young man falling in love with her mother had, a human woman he had met on one of his travels. She also saw him having to leave her when the secret society discovered him and pursued him. The secret society was an organization of unscrupulous villains who tried to dominate and exploit the galaxies. They hated everything what was different from her. They hunted all creatures that had special abilities or posed a threat to their plans. Zara's was one of them, father. He was a Centauri, a species with telepathic powers. He could read and influence minds and manipulate matter. He was one of two masters of the crystal technology he used to build his starships and to control. He was one of the few Centauri left alive. Most had been exterminated by the secret society. Zara's father had always resisted the secret society and tried to break it to stop. He had found many allies in the various galaxies, who helped him. But he had also made many enemies who hated him and feared. One day he was betrayed and captured. He was taken to a secret prison where he was tortured and interrogated. He refused, however, to betray something or to bow down. He stuck to his belief, stuck to the good. He didn't know if he would ever be released or if his family would see again. All he knew was that he loved her more than anything. Chapter 18. The sun was slowly setting and turning the sky a warm orange. The Chosen were descendants of the Ancients, an ancient civilization that long ago traveled the galaxies and performed many miracles. She had a special connection to the stars and could use their energy used to develop extraordinary skills. Zara and Lucas weren't the only chosen ones. Because others too, they had embarked on a journey to learn more about the Ancients and there to learn secrets. They had visited different planets on which the Ancients had left traces. They had stunning scene landscapes, got to know foreign cultures and exciting adventure experienced. But they had also survived dangers. You weren't alone in the universe. They also learned more about the secret society made up of a group of corrupt people seeking power over the universe. They had a secret base on Earth from which they coordinated their operations. They wanted to steal the ancient technology and use it to conquer or destroy other worlds. Zara and Lucas knew they were opposing the secret society had to. They felt responsible for the legacy of the Ancients and for that fate of the galaxies. But they also knew that they were not alone. She had friends who stood by them. And they had each other in love. They felt a deep connection that transcended space and time went out. They held hands and smiled at each other. You were ready for this next chapter of her life. They were ready for the galaxies of love. Chapter 19. The wormhole opened up again and Zara and Lucas were back on Earth. Zara and Luke ran out of the temple where they found the last crystals had found. They had escaped just in time before the secret society discovered them. The secret society was a powerful one organization that wanted to use the crystals for their own sinister plans. They wanted to take control of the galaxies and everyone else exterminate life forms. However, Zara had another reason to seek the crystals. It was her children of Professor Zeno, a famous scientist years ago, had disappeared without a trace. He had left them a message in which he told her about the crystals. The crystals were the keys to one secret galaxy in which he was hiding. He had also told her that he was in great danger and that she had to find him. They had also learned to harness the power of the crystals. Each crystal had a different color and a different ability. For example, the red one could crystal generate fire, the blue crystal manipulate water and the green one grow crystal plants. Now they had all seven crystals together. They just had to find out how to contact their father or travel to his galaxy. Could. They knew the secret society was after them and that they had no time to lose. They ran to a hidden spaceship. It was an old model, but it still worked well enough. They jumped in and started the engine. "We need to find a safe place to examine the crystals," said Zara. "Maybe we can ask one of your old friends for help," suggested Luke before. "Yeah, that's a good idea," agreed Zara. They thought of the many humans and aliens they encountered on their journey had met. For example, there was Nala, a princess of one planet's full of flowers. Oryx, a robot with a big heart. Or Kira, a pirate with a sharp mind. They chose Kira since she had helped her before and one was a good pilot. They called her on her communication device. "Kira, this is Zara," Zara said.
"Hey, what's new?"
Kira asked.
"We need your help," Luke said.
"What's going on?" Kira asked, worried.
"We found all the crystals of the ancients," said Zara.
"Wow, that's great,"
Kira said.
"But we don't know how we can use this to find Zara's father," Lucas said.
"Oh, that's not so great," Kira said.
"And the secret society is after us," Zara added.
"Oh, that's not great at all," Kira said.
"Can you meet us?"
Zara asked.
"Of course.
Where are you?"
Kira asked.
"We're on our way to your planet," Zara said.
"Good. I'll wait for you at the spaceport," Kira said.
"Thank you," said Zara and Lucas.
"No problem.
I'm curious about your story," said Kira.
Zara and Lucas smiled at each other.
They were glad that they like a girlfriend Kira had.
They hoped that she could help them find their father and stop the secret society. They didn't know what they were in the galaxy of theirs fathers expected. But they were ready for anything.
Zara and Lucas flew towards space in the spaceship.
"When jet fighters appear again in the sky,"
Lucas says,
"No, not again."
Zara smiles.
"True, this is an old ship. But it's an ancient technology ship. They have shields and camouflage."
Zara activates the onboard computer and sets the shields to maximum and camouflage on.
Some rockets hit the shield, but the spaceship takes no damage and accelerates more and more.
Zara enters the destination and a short time later a portal will open.
They fly in and come a few seconds at the other end.
In front of them is a planet with a cracked spaceport.
The home galaxy of Kira.
They land their ship at the spaceport and meet up with Kira.
Zara introduces Kira to her new boyfriend Lucas.
But the conversation doesn't last long and Zara realizes what she always does, gets weaker and then collapses to the ground.
Lucas and Kira take Zara to a doctor who examines you.
After a few minutes the doctor comes to Lucas and says,
"It's okay with Zara.
She just needs a little rest.
She is pregnant and is having a boy and a girl.
The two decide to stay here for the time being.
Since no one knows where they are."
The two explore the crystals and look for a way to war to find Zara's father and how to stop the secret society can.
8 months later two small children are born.
Chapter 20. This is the end of Galaxies of Love. Through the birth of two children, the love of Zara became the Centauri and Luke accomplished.
Your children have the DNA of three races in the galaxy.
Earth, Centauri and Antica. How should the story continue?
Suggestion 1. They live contentedly until the end of their lives and the children are doing well, the secret society does not find them.
Then the story ends here.
Suggestion 2. When the children are 20 years old, the war comes back to them and the secret society finds them.
Her parents have been thinking about it for the past 20 years, worked to decode the crystals and found a way to do it, find father of Zara.
Are now strong enough in knowledge and power to stop the secret society.
In that case, the story would continue in Volume 2.
Current working title, Galaxies of Love 2, Guardians of the Universe. This will of course be published again on Amazon and a maximum of $1 cost, or be free with Amazon Kindle Unlimited.
Depends where you found this book.
Best regards, Norbert Reinwand. You can find more of my books on Amazon Winking Smiley or at Hasten Chat Audiobooks, hasenchat.net.